Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Thursday, the 26th of January, 2017. We are going to be covering chapter 17 through 20 of the book of Yeshayahu, which is Isaiah in the English. And these are prophetic utterances. Now, a prophetic utterance is Yahweh speaking through Yeshayahu. And he's having all of this given to him, and people wrote it down when he prophesied. He was very, very important prophet. And verse 3 of chapter 17, you can reference Jeremiah 49, verses 23 to 27, and Amos chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, and Zechariah chapter 9, verse 1. So those are the verses beginning in verse 3 here. Let's get this rolling here. Chapter 17, verse 1. The prophetic utterance, 4853, of Damascus, that is Damascus, capital of Syria, okay? So that's the prophetic utterance of Yahweh speaking through Yeshayahu. Behold, Damascus is removed, 5493, from being a city, and it shall become a heap, 4596, of ruins, 4654. That's the cities of Aram, which is Syria today, a different racial mix today. And it got trashed. A lot of this stuff has come to pass. A lot of stuff is prophetic in the future. It's dual meanings. That's what makes this prophecy so difficult, because some of it's fulfilled, some of it's in the future. But you need to note what's being said, because things are still happening. Now, what's going on over there today? Constant warfare. So, well, the end times are upon us, folks. I know people have said this before, but never in history has everything been taking place all at once. Never, everything simultaneously. Never before. So, verse 2, the cities of Aroer, A-R-O-E-R, are forsaken. They shall be for flocks, which shall lie down, and none shall make them afraid. In other words, the cities, they're going to leave, and they're going to become pasture lands. Verse 3, shall cease the fortress from Ephraim, That's Ephraim is used as a generic for all of the 10 northern tribes. And the rain from Damasek and the remnant of Aram, that's just the Arameans, shall be as the honor of the children of Israel, says Yahweh of hosts. In other words, Yahweh's going to get honor on them. He's going to destroy them. Well, that's what's going on today. That's what went on back then. Verse 4, and in that day it shall be the honor of Jacob, that's Israel, that's a metaphor for all of Israel, shall be brought low, 1809, and the fatness, 4924, of his flesh shall be made lean. And fatness here, 4294, is add as vigor, his energy and everything. Well, we went into dispersion. Punishment's coming on all of these people. These are all, this was going on during the time of the kings and stuff, and Jeremiah and Isaiah and a lot of these prophets were simultaneously in the land. They were all in the land in one time period. Nehemiah, Ezra, all of them, Ezekiel, they were all in the same time period prophesying. And a lot of evil doing going on back then. Gotta clear that morning cough. Verse 4, we just did that. Verse 5, it shall be as when the harvester, 7105, gathers the standing grain and reaps the heads of grain, 7641, with his arm. It shall be as he that gathers heads of grain in the valley of Rephaim, that's the valley of the giants. Verse 6, yet gleaning, 5955, shall be left in it. That's 5955, that's always a figure of a remnant, okay? The remnant of Israel, real Israel. As the striking, 5363, of an olive tree, two or three berries, 1620, in the top of the treetop, four or five in the fruit bearer's branches. Fruit bearers are 6509 branches. 5585 says Yahweh Elohe Israel. That's Yahweh, the God of Israel. Okay? They used to beat an olive tree with padded sticks, and it would knock the ripe olives off the branches, because they couldn't climb up in them because the weight would break the branches and ruin the tree. So they speaking of the common harvesting. I don't know how they do it today. But that's how they did it then. And verse 7. In that day shall look the Adam. It's Ha-Adam. That is the formal proper name. Look the Adam to his maker. That be Yahweh. And his eyes look to the Holy One of Israel. That is a title for Yahweh. Both Maker and Holy One of Israel are titles. Verse 8, and he shall not look to the altars, the work of his hands, those are the pagan altars, nor look to what his fingers have made, those are the idols, The Asherah poles, 842. Those are carved images of Asherah, like a totem pole, but they're carved and it's put in the ground. Or sun pillars, 2553. Now, a little note on sun pillars. Those are obelisks. And they have brought some of these pagan sun pillars over to the United States. There are two of them that they have placed. I believe one is in New Hampshire and another is someplace else. The Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. is an obelisk. It is a sun pillar. If you see a steeple on the roof of a Judeo-Christian church, that is a tradition passed down. That is a sun pillar. That is paganism. Okay? Oh, my. But my Baptist church has a steeple on it. A good reason not to go to your Baptist church. Now, that paganism sneaks in. Sneaks in. I just got a real wake up this morning. I was going to make some cornmeal muffins, and I have used Jiffy cornmeal muffin mix. We've used that all our lives in my family. My grandmother used to make it, and my mom made it. And I got to reading on the box of the Jiffy cornmeal muffin mix. Now, you can figure there's cornmeal and a little yeast or whatever in there. By golly, they make it, they have lard in there. That's pork. And I asked Yahweh for forgiveness immediately, and I took 10 brand new boxes of Jiffy cornmeal mix and pitched them down the trash chute. I feel betrayed because they have it in their little bitty tiny fine print, and I have loved those cornmeal muffins all my life, and by golly, they got pork in them. Oh, and I have been so upset all morning. I have sinned out of ignorance. And I feel betrayed, you know, it upset me greatly because I am very strict with the food laws. I did not know. So be very, very careful and do not buy Jiffy cornmeal muffin mix. It's got lard in it. Read the box. A little word to you. And I know Yahweh forgives me because it was not deliberate on my part. And I prayed in Yeshua's name. But that just absolutely horrified me. Ugh. They sneak this stuff in on us, folks. They sneak it in. Oh. Read labels before you buy. Even stuff you've bought for years. Read those labels. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm just very upset. Still upset. Verse 9. In that day shall be his fortified cities as a forsaken place of the wooded heights. That's where they worshipped idols. Wooded Heights is 2793 and Summits 534. That they forsook from the presence of the children of Israel, they shall become a waste. They were running them off. This is against Moab. This is all about Moab. They were idol worshipers. And the Israelites ran them off. and tore up their stuff. Verse 10, because you have forgotten Elohe, your salvation, 3, 4, 6, 8, the God of your salvation, and have not remembered the rock of refuge, 4, 5, 8, 1, that's Yahweh, the rock of refuge. Therefore you shall plant, 5193, pleasant, 5282, plants, 5194. In other words, you have forgotten the God of your salvation and the rock of refuge. To plant pleasant, that is as an epithet for Adonis or an idol. And plants, 5194, is a figure of idolatry. And shall sow it with foreign, 2114, twigs, 2156. Foreign is referring to a foreign idol, and 215 slips, a foreign twigs is as a vine slip. That's how you plant a vineyard. You get these vine slips, you cut them and put them in water, and they start to root, and then you plant them. Well, a vine slip here, this is figurative of a foreign idol. Verse 11, in the day your planting, day of your planting, you shall fence about, 7735, and in the morning shall you make your seed to sprout, 6524. But fled, 5067, is the harvest, 7105, in the day of sickness, 2470, and incurable, 605, pain, 3511. Now, 5067 here is corrupt. They have ned, which is incorrect, and it's nod. It's supposed to be nod, N-A-D. So that's an error that they have in there. Verse 12, woe to the multitude of many peoples, roaring, 1993, Kahamoth, like the roar of the seas, and to the roar, 7588, of people, 3816, that make a din, 7582, like the roar of mighty, 3254, waters, 4325. Verse 13. The people shall make a din, 7582, like the roar of many, 7227, waters, but he shall rebuke them, 1605, and they shall flee far off, and shall be chased away, 7291, as the chaff, 4671, of the mountains before the wind, and like a whirl, and that is has of dust, as it implied, before the storm wind. When a big wind comes up, you see these little tiny whirls of dust and stuff come up from the ground. Verse 14, and behold, at the time of sunset, calamity, 1091, and before the morning they are no more. This is the portion of those that plunder us, 8154, and the lot of those who rob us, 9:6-2, speaking about Moab, because they were raiders of Israel, and they plundered and robbed Israel, and they're going to be destroyed. And now Yeshayahu moves on to pronounce against Cush, not Ethiopia, Cush. Get a hit of this coffee before it's totally cold. Yeah, cold coffee doesn't cut it. Verse 1 of chapter 18. Woe to the land buzzing, 6767, with wings, which is beyond the rivers of Cush, 3568. Not Ethiopia. And chapter 18, verses 1 through 7. Pardon me, you can reference Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 12. Woe to the land buzzing with wings, which is beyond the rivers of Cush, verse 2, that sends envoys, 6735, by sea, and vessels of paper reed, 1573. That's gome, that is papyrus. They used to pound that and make paper out of it. And a lot of the scrolls and stuff were written on that, and after time, it disintegrates, and that's why we've lost a lot of the scrolls due just to the ravages of time and decomposition of the paper that was made on. It's like acid-based paper that we've had in modern times. They have to do reprintings of books because the acid eats the wood pulp paper, and it gets yellow and then brown and just falls apart. And that's modern printing. Well, now we have acid-free paper, and it won't do that. Sends envoys by sea and vessels of paper reed upon the face of the waters, saying, go, swift messengers, to a nation tall, 4,900, that's Mamushak. Boy, that's a tough one. That's as drawn out. To a nation tall and smooth, 4178, that's Umorat, that's bare of hair. To a people dreadful, 3372, from the time that it was, and time that it was is 1931 and 1973 combined. A nation of might, 6978, and treading down, 4001, that's Mabusha, as conquest, whose land the rivers have cut through, 958. Verse 3, all you inhabitants of the world, that's 8398, that is Tebel, that is the whole world, not the land, as Eretz. And dwellers in the land, that's Eretz, see you when he lifts up a banner, 5251, on the mountains, and when he blows a shofar, hear you. For so Yahweh said me, I will take my rest, 8252, to take his rest, and I will watch in my dwelling place like glowing heat in sunshine, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. Because before the harvest, when the bud is perfect, and the unripe grape is ripening in the flower, he shall cut off the tendrils In other words, he's going to cut off the tendrils of the vine. If I can get these pages to separate. There we go. Get that in there. With pruning hooks, 4211. And remove 5493 and strike away 8456. That's hetaz, that's cut off a head of fruit, and cut off and strike away the tendrils, 5189. This is going to be like people. These are metaphors for people. They shall be left together to the birds of prey, that's 5861, of the mountains, and to the beasts, 929, of the land. And the birds of prey shall spend the summer, 6972, upon them. And all the beasts of the land shall winter, 2778, upon them, feeding off dead carcasses. Verse 7, in that time shall the gift, 7862, and that is shy, S-H-A-Y in the Hebrew, and that's as an homage, be brought unto Yahweh of hosts of a people tall and smooth, and from a people dreadful from the time that it was, a nation of might and treading down, whose land the rivers have cut through, to the place of the name of Yahweh of hosts, the Mount Zion. In other words, they're going to be destroyed to the point where they bring gifts to Yahweh to try to placate him all the way to Jerusalem. So that's Cush. That's a place that Moshe ruled. Now, they were of the Hamitic stock, but were idol worshipers and were enemies of Israel. Even though they were related distantly, they were not of the chosen race. There weren't Negroes. That's another error that they teach. Here's chapter 19. The prophetic utterance of Mitzrayim. That's Egypt. This is Yahweh speaking through Yeshayahu. Behold, Yahweh rides upon a swift cloud and shall come into Mitzrayim, and the idols, 4, 5, 7, of Mitzrayim shall tremble, 5, 1, 2, 8, from his presence. And the heart of Mitzrayim shall melt in the middle of it. In other words, he's just going to put them down. Now listen to this. Verse 2. And I will incite, 5526, Mitzrayim against Mitzrayim. And they shall fight each man his kinsman, and each man against his neighbor, city against city, and kingdom against kingdom. Verse 3, and the spirit of Mitzrayim shall be emptied, 1238, in the midst of it, and I will swallow up, 1104, the counsel of it. And they shall seek to the idols and to the mutterers of charms, 328, and to those that have conjured spirits, that's all one word, 178, that's as in a seance, and to the familiar spirits, 3049. That's a spirit that serves a soothsayer. In other words, a little devil whispering in his ear. Verse 4, and the Mitzrayim I will give over to into the hand of a cruel, 7186, master, and a fierce, 5794, king shall rule over them, says the Master, Yahweh of hosts. Verse 5, and the water shall dry up. 5405, from the sea, and the river, speaking of the Nile River, 5104, shall be wasted, 2717, and dried up, 3001. Now you have to understand the Nile flooded each year and put all that fresh soil and nutrients in the soil, and that's where they got their food from. And if the Nile didn't flood, it dried up. What a catastrophe. Verse 6, and they shall stink, 2186, far away. Imagine all the dead fish and animal life in a dried up river. Oh, man. The Nile canals, 2975, of Matsor, 4692, and Matsor is another name for Egypt, just like Yeshurun is another name for Israel. The Nile canals of Matsor shall be low, 1809, and dried up, 2717. The reeds, 7070, and rushes, 5488, shall decay, 7060. Verse 7. The bulrushes, 6169, by the Nile, by the mouth of the Nile, and everything sown by the Nile shall wither, 3001, and be driven away, 5086, by the wind, and be not. In other words, their crops will dry up and blow away. Verse 8, the fishermen, 1771, also shall lament, 578. And all those that cast fish hooks, 2443, into the Nile shall mourn, 56. And those that spread, 6556, nets, 4365, upon the face of the waters shall languish, 535. They'd go out in two boats and they'd stretch a net between them and then draw that net up, and the fish that were carried in would be in that net. They're not going to have any fish. Verse 9, moreover, those that worked in combed, 8305, flax, 6593, and those that weave, 707, white stuff, 2355, shall feel shame, 954. Egyptian cotton, the fine linen of Egypt, was renowned through the whole known world. It was very valuable and much desired. So they're not going to have anything to work with. Verse 10. And they shall be broken, 1792, in the foundations, 8356, of it. That's the very base of their society, the working class, the foundations, 8356. All that make wages, 7938, troubled, 99 themselves. They will have no economy. Verse 11. Surely the nobles of Son, T-S-O-A-N, 6814, are fools. The council of the wise counselors of Paro, that'd be Pharaoh in the English, the incorrect English, has become stupid. Of 1197. How say you unto Pharaoh, I am the son of the wise, the son of ancient kings? In other words, how can you say that you're wise when you're stupid? Verse 12, it's like our politicians today. We're in charge. Yeah, we know. Where are they? Where are your wise? Let them tell you now, and let them know what Yahweh of hosts has planned for Mitzrayim. Verse 13, the nobles of Zon have become fools. The nobles of Noph, 5297, are deceived. They have also led astray, 8582, Mitzrayim. The chiefs, 6, 4, 3, 8 of the tribes of it. In other words, their leaders were all idiots. Sort of like what we've had here for a long time. We've been led by complete numbskulls. Verse 14, Yahweh has mixed, 4, 5, 3, 7, a distorting, 5, 7, 7, 3, spirit in the midst of it. And they have caused Mitzrayim to wander about, 8, 5, 8, 2, in all works of it, as a drunkard, 79, 10, staggers, 8, 5, 8, 2, in his vomit, 6, 8, 9, 2. Ew. Man. In other words, he's just, the whole land's going to be confused, and they're not going to be able to do anything. Well, look at Egypt today. What have you got in Egypt today? Do you have a magnificent society? Have you looked at how they live over there? Oh, man. Chapter 19, verse 15. Neither shall there be work for Mitzrayim, which the head or tail branch, 3712. That's a kippah. That says the frond of a palm tree, or reed may do. In other words, they won't be making baskets or won't be doing anything. Verse 16, in that day shall Mitzrayim be like women, not weak, and it shall be afraid, 2729, and fear, 6342, from the presence of the waving, 8573, of the hand of Yahweh of hosts, which he shakes, 5130, over it. And waving of the hand can mean shaking of the fists, which is supported by 5130. Verse 17, and the land of Yehuda shall be a reeling, 2283, to Mitzrayim. That's 2283 is Kaga, as to reel in terror. They'll be afraid of the land of Yehuda. All that make mention of it shall be afraid to himself from the presence of the plans, 6098, of Yahweh of hosts, which he had planned, 3289, against it. Back in those days, eventually, Egypt was destroyed, and it has never recovered. It's never regained its greatness. It's nothing. Verse 18, in that day shall five cities in the land of Mitzrayim speak the language, 8193, of Canaan, and swear, 7650, to Yahweh of hosts. One shall be called the city of destruction, 2041. They will swear an oath of allegiance to Yahweh of hosts. Five cities. They will speak the language of the land of Canaan instead of the Egyptian language. And the city of destruction, they are speaking here of On, the city of the sun, where all the temples of the sun were destroyed. This has come to pass. They destroyed all those sun temples. Verse 19, in that day there shall be an altar to Yahweh in the midst of the land of Mitzrayim, and a pillar, 4676, at the border of it to Yahweh. That's a monument. Don't know whether they exist anymore, because things have changed since Israel has gone into dispersion. Verse 20, and it shall be for a sign and for a witness unto Yahweh of hosts in the land of Mitzrayim, because they shall cry to Yahweh from the presence of oppressors. 3905, and that's abstractly as one who squeezes. And he shall send them a savior, 3467, and a chieftain, 7227, and he shall deliver them. Verse 21, and Yahweh shall be known to Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim shall have knowledge of Yahweh in that day, and shall serve, 5647, with sacrifices, 2077, and grain offering, 4503, yea, they shall vow, 5087, a vow, 5088, unto Yahweh, and complete it, 7999. Well, all nations are going to bow. Every knee will bend, every tongue will swear. Verse 22, and Yahweh shall smite Mitzrayim. He shall smite and heal, and they shall return to Yahweh, and he shall be entreated of them and shall heal them. 6279. Now, he's talking about Mitzrayim. He's talking about a lot of the Israelites that have gone to Mitzrayim. Not necessarily the Egyptians themselves. Verse 23, and that day there shall be a highway, 4546, from Mitzrayim to Asher, that's Assyria, and Asher shall come into Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim into Asher, and the Mitzrayim shall serve with Asher. He's going to subjugate all those people. Verse 24, in that day shall Israel be the third with Mitzrayim and with Asher, a blessing in the midst of the land. Well, that they had regained their prosperity for a while. Now they're destroyed. Verse 25, whom Yahweh of hosts shall bless, saying, blessed be Mitzrayim, my people, and Asher, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance. That's pretty obscure. I don't personally understand that. Okay? I'm just going to tell you. I'm not going to put an opinion in here. I just read what's written. I don't get that. I'll have to pray on that, but I don't get it. Here's chapter 20. It's short. In the year that the Tartan, 8661, that's a title like Field Marshal, came to Ashdod, as Sargon, the king of Asher, that's Assyria, sent him and fought against Ashdod and captured it. Verse 2, at the same time spoke Yahweh to Yeshayahu, the son of Amoz, saying, it's going to be a little weird, all right, go and loose, 6605, the sackcloth from upon your loins, and draw off your sandals from upon your feet. And he did so, walking naked, 6174, and barefoot, 3172. Verse 3, and said Yahweh, as my servant Yeshayahu walks naked and barefoot 3 years as a sign, 226, and portent, 4159, that's of future events, upon Mitzrayim and upon Cush. verse 4, so shall the king of Asher drive off 5090 the prisoners of Mitzrayim and the exiles 1546 of Cush, young and old, naked and barefoot, buttocks 8357 uncovered 2834 to the shame 6172 of Mitzrayim. Now Mitzrayim and Cush were right next to one another. Verse 5, and they shall be afraid and ashamed of Cush, their expectation, 4007, and of Mitzrayim, their boast, 8597. They were all bragging on how powerful they were. Well, that came to an end. Verse 6, the inhabitant of this coast, 339, that's the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, shall say in that day, behold, such is our expectation. For where can we flee for help? 5833, to be saved from the presence of the king of Asher. And how can we escape? 4422, that whole coastline was afraid of the Assyrians, and he was going to use the Assyrians to punish all the people of that area, including Israel. He used Assyria as a tool for punishment because they carried off a lot of Israel as well. That was coming up. So we've seen that whole area devastated. And if you really look at that area today, truly, what the heck have they got going for them? That whole place is a mess over there. The water's dried up. They have to desalinate seawater. They've diverted all the water from the Jordan River, and now it's just a trickle, so much so that the Dead Sea is drying up and it's dropped down, and there's just nothing but these poisonous salt crystals. It's lost about half its volume because there's no water flowing into it. And they're pumping this desalinated seawater inland to try to irrigate crops. But if they stop that, that whole area would be nothing but desert. Yahweh has destroyed that land. Beirut is bombed into nothing. The Gaza Strip is a hellhole. The cities in Israel are all full of perverts. The gay capital of the world is Tel Aviv, their capital. Full of faggots. They have to walk around carrying guns. They don't have that land. That land's not their nation. That's not a nation. They're barely hanging on by their fingernails. And they present this front through the Jews media to the people of the world. Oh, look at Israel. We're this, we're prospering, we're doing this, and we're doing that. They're not doing anything. Not doing anything at all. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all... it's all bluster. Okay? It's bluster. It's fake like everything else they do. It's an illusion. It's a Hollywood production. They don't have that land. You walk down the street, you have to worry about getting stabbed by some Muslim. Well, that's going to be coming here. I mean, we've got all these Well, they've imported all these into the United States, and the black Muslims from Somalia and stuff are the worst. They're absolutely insane. They are way off the charts, and they're bringing them in mass, and they're putting them in these small towns around America. Well, they've done the same thing over in the British Isles and imported all those wogs. And there are areas of London that you can't even go into if you're white. They've done the same thing. Merkel has done the same thing in Germany. They've had the same thing in France. And they just take over entire areas of cities and run the white people off. It's coming to a head. It's coming to a boiling point. I'm watching and watching and watching the violence increase. I saw the violence here at the inauguration last week. They didn't make a lot of arrests. Now, if it was white people doing that stuff, they would all be in jail. They would have brought in the National Guard and just swooped them up en masse. But these are the commies and the anarchists and the faggots and the women and the libtard women and the terrorists going around smashing stuff. You can't do that, but evidently they do. With impunity. I mean, how many did they arrest? Did they arrest thousands? Because thousands were doing it. They were all over Washington, D.C., and any crime committed in Washington, D.C. is a felony. It's a federal felony, but how many did they arrest and charge? They let them go. They let them do it. They let them do it. The same way if a crowd from Black Lives Matter pulls some white person out of a car and beats them to pieces, they don't arrest them. And if the guy resists, they'll arrest the victim and charge him. In the last days, what is good will become evil, and what is evil will become good. And are we not seeing that today? We have watched in Isaiah here, in the chapters I have read, all the prophetic destruction of all these nations that were against Israel, that had harmed Israel, that Israel, in their folly, made leagues with and then were betrayed, because we are not to make covenants with these alien people. Well, what are we done today, and who betrays us? You know, we've made covenants, we've made intermarriage with non-white races. All these things are against Yahweh's laws, and look at what's happening here. And in Great Britain, where they have promoted a lot of this, and they are using these people to punish us for our folly. Areas of our cities that we built that we can't even go into. The new year started off with a bang, literally in Chicago, with all those shootings. And that's just one city. One city. On and on and on. Wars and rumors of wars. Fires. Floods. Volcanoes. Earth tremors. Earthquakes in diverse places. Great storms. Hail. Extreme heat. Extreme cold. violence in the streets, plagues like AIDS, and all these other now uncurable sexually transmitted diseases because of the licentious behavior and sexual immorality of large numbers of people, including some of our own. Yahweh has warned us and warned us and warned us, and it's getting closer and closer and closer to the tribulation, and the period of grace will end. Yahweh's just about had enough. And the day of Yahweh is a fearful day of wrath. And oh, the Judeo-Christian churches don't want to preach that. So we can't get everybody into the fold, folks. We just can't. But those of Israel that listen to these broadcasts that will obey Yahweh's laws, they're going to be part of the remnant. And they will enter the kingdom of Yahweh. A lot of us are going to lose our lives, but if we lose our lives and are praising Yahweh when they take our life, we will be back. And see, that's that test. You're so afraid of this life, you're going to go anyway. Your body falls apart. I can testify to that. I'll be 70, man. I am not half the man I used to be. I'm watching it go downhill. But I trust in Yahweh. I don't worry about it. What's going to be is going to be. You're going to live until you die. You're not going to die until Yahweh calls you home. And then if he calls you home, nothing's going to stop it. We keep forgetting the pecking order in the universe. He's Yahweh and we're not. And we need to have faith and trust in him. And that's just the end of the story. Yahweh is in charge. He's got it in hand. He knows what he's doing. And we need to stop worrying about it and just start obeying his laws. And that will take care of our end of it. Okay? Not saying we won't fight in the battles. But what I am saying is we need to be sensible and be obedient. That's what he's looking for. So I'm coming down to the end of the hour here. And I will be back on Friday starting with chapter 21 of the book of Isaiah. And we'll see how far we can get. We may get all the way through chapter 24. I don't know. I've got 21, 22, and 23 scheduled. So shalom aleichem, and I'll talk to all of you tomorrow. And may Yahweh bless and keep you all.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Live, live, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, if we're the team at EFR,
we're the team at EFR,
make the most of what we are,
make the most of what we are,
we He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip.